I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. South Korea has reacted cautiously to the death of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-il. The government in Seoul doesn't want to provoke a crisis as power is changing hands now in North Korea. Even so, South Korea is allowing activists to bombard the North with anti-Kim Jong-il propaganda leaflets. Jason Strother has the story from Seoul.
North Korean defectors unpacked multiple bags of helium-filled balloons at the Imjimgak Peace Park several miles south of the DMZ. The balloons carry leaflets describing atrocities that refugees say the late Kim Jong-il orchestrated. They shout, "Down with Kim Il-sung, Kim Jong-il, and new leader Kim Jong-un." Then they release the balloons. Park Sang-hak organizes these frequent balloon drops into his former homeland. He says, "We're sending a message to the North Korean people about the truth about the Kim Jong-il dictatorship." North Korea has threatened to attack the launch site if the South Korean government doesn't put an end to the balloons. But Seoul says it's a matter of freedom of speech and it won't interfere. Seoul said the same thing about an evangelical Christian group that sought government permission to switch on Christmas lights along the Korean border. Those lights can be seen from the north. Pyongyang has called the light display psychological warfare. But following Kim Jong-il's death, Seoul changed its stance. Minister of Unification Yoo Woo-ik spoke about it on South Korean television.
Kim Jong-il 위원장의 사망과 관련하여 북한 주민들에게 위로의 뜻을 전합니다.
Yoo says since North Korea is in a mourning period, the South Korean government has urged the religious groups to deter the lighting of the Christmas trees planned for December 23rd. Today, the evangelical group agreed to hold off on its plans. The Unification Ministry also says that while the government won't offer official condolences to Pyongyang, it will allow private citizens and organizations to express sympathy via letter or fax to the North. Seoul won't send a delegation to Kim's funeral either, but it will permit the wife of the late South Korean President Kim Dae-jung and the chairwoman of the Hyundai Group to attend. Pyongyang sent delegations to their husbands' funerals.
I think there are a lot of mixed signals.
John DeLary lectures in East Asian Studies at Seoul's Yonsei University. He says the government's indecisiveness over how to respond to Kim Jong-il's death will only add more strain to inter-Korean relations, and it confuses the South Korean public, too.
The deeper issue here is that the responses in South Korean society are very complex and mixed, and, you know, on really both ends of the spectrum, people don't know what they can say and what they can't say.
But for North Korean defector Park Sang-hak, the fact that Seoul is saying anything about Kim Jong-il doesn't sit well with him. He wonders why anyone would commemorate this dictator. What kind of person was Kim Jong-il, he asks. No one sent condolences to Libya after Gaddafi died. Kim Jong-il was worse than him. Gaddafi didn't have prison camps. He didn't starve his people like Kim did. Park says he'll have his own send-off for his former dear leader. His next balloon launch will be on December 28th, the day North Koreans lay their late ruler to rest. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.